This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Hooker chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's doubtful that I think that anyone can really deny that the contamination of our environment is increasing at a very alarming rate. The pollution of our air and our soil and our water is now an environmental factor in the health of plants, let alone domestic and wild animals, and does its final damage, of course, at the top of the food chain with mankind. And the wholeness of life is really the vital factor that I want to talk about here, because as the chain of life is linked to the sun, to the soil, to the plants, to the animal, and then to man, that vital link between those steps is absolutely essential to what has kept mankind on this planet for as long as you believe we've been here. I believe in some of the recent peripheral para-archaeological studies and discoveries that show that we've had organized civilization back maybe as much as 25,000 years and maybe longer than that. Somehow these civilizations managed to kill themselves off. Maybe it was some extinction-level event from the space or the sun or whatever else. But there is evidence that we have been here for a lot longer than some of us suppose. And the thing that has kept us here is that cycle of the energy of the sun being converted to carbohydrate, some protein, some fat in the plants, and that the animals that eat those plants concentrate those nutritional ingredients into their flesh. We eat the flesh, those of us who eat animals, who eat meat, and get in a smaller dosage by weight all that animal has eaten in the sense of plants. And I'm not going to go into vegetarian versus carnivore. We'll talk about that some other time. The important thing here is this cycle of the sun to the plant, growing in soil that actually has minerals left in it that came from ground-up rocks, turning into carbohydrates, and then you eating those plants or you eating something that ate that plant. And organic farming has always contributed to this wholeness of life that I'm talking about and this unbreakable link between nutrition and health. Health comes from nutrition. Some people define health in the sense of the absence of disease, which to me is a very poor definition of health. Health to me is that you can get up and get around and get the job done and feel good about it, and then take a rest period or get something to eat and then go back to work and feel good about it and not fall down flat on your face at the end of a work day completely exhausted at 35 years old. But because you don't have a disease, you're healthy. You understand the contradiction that I'm talking about there. And so wholeness demands that this cycle of life, that the soil has to contain all of the essential elements in an assimilable form and in the right proportions for the growth and the propagation of plant life in order to obtain the wholesome products which in turn are necessary for the normal development and durability of animals and mankind. And by durability, I mean you should be able to put up with an entire day of physical labor, and at the end of the day, you feel tired, you feel fatigued, but after a night's rest, boy, you're ready to hit it again the next day. And so this increasing polluted world makes us more susceptible to a lot of different forms of ill health. Presently, these various environmental poisons to which we are subjected that are in our, that's in our food, additives, all kinds, and I'm going to get to this, all the stuff that's in our food, the stuff that's being added to our water, the stuff that's falling out of the sky that's coming from industrial centers on the other side of the planet, mind you, not just ours, are contributing to these very vague subclinical conditions like headaches, dizziness, digestive disturbances, physical or mental fatigue, or even the dreaded killers of heart and vascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and an increasing number of cases of lung problems like emphysema among people who don't smoke. So air pollution in our country today is a major role in the development of emphysema and chronic bronchitis. And there are a lot of recent investigations that and published research that the combined pollution of our environment is actually reducing life expectancy inside of our country. Interestingly enough, if you compare several factors that you would think would relate to a quotient of overall health, life expectancy, the incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, liver problems, kidney problems, neonatal deaths, the death of newborns within the first year, obesity, and other factors. Among the 40 top nations ranked by the World Health Organization, we, the United States, is at 39, number 39 out of 40 nations. So I hope for what I'm going to talk about here during the rest of the program today may contribute to a better understanding of why that's the case. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And I have been sharing the mic here with Doug Steffen for well over a decade, probably coming up on 2 decades now. Doug's a longtime friend and has invited me to present these things in a manner that I think would be easily understood. And so what I'm concerned about is that a patient who happens to have, and I'm speaking to some of my patients, 2 or more maladies for which they might get 2 or more drugs could easily interfere with each other or interact and produce side effects with the chemicals that are in their food and water. Now, the drugs are chemicals. Mother Nature didn't make these drugs. These things are made in a laboratory. They're inorganic. And they're poisonous. I mean, even an aspirin is poisonous. If Mother Nature didn't make it and it gets inside your body, it's going to have a poisonous effect. Some you may not even recognize. And I've got a headache. Of course, I got to take an aspirin. Yeah, I understand that. But I want you to understand the long-term use of that aspirin has some rather serious side effects. And this virtual flood of medications that are on commercials. I was watching Saturday football here recently because I love college football, and the number of drug commercials during these shows. Now, who's watching these shows? Well, a lot of women are, but mostly men for the most part. And these commercials are aimed at taking care of conditions inside our bodies that are mostly the result of malnutrition. One of the saddest things in the history of healthcare in America, that we are treating conditions with chemical poisons, by that I mean drugs for everything and drugs for anything, to take care of conditions that are simply the result of malnutrition. Now, there was this heart patient who had this partial vascular blockage for which an anticoagulant was prescribed. I don't remember which one it was, but an old football injury started to show up and became very painful, so this patient started taking aspirin several times a day to reduce the pain. But he was on an anticoagulant because he had a clot blockage, and I think it was in the lung, which is a very dangerous, well, it's dangerous anywhere, but especially in the lung. So they put him on an anticoagulant, but because of his knee pain, he started taking aspirin. Well, luckily enough, a laboratory report showed that the blood clotting time was dangerously low. There's something called ProTime. If you are on an anticoagulant, especially a powerful one, you're going to do ProTime. Prothrombin is what it means. How fast does your blood clot? Because even if you have a blood clot in the body somewhere for which you are taking an anticoagulant or something to try to dissolve the clot, you still have to have a clotting factor. Because if you have an injury where some bleeding takes place, you could bleed out from a very small wound. So luckily, they found out when they noticed his ProTime was very, very low, the aspirin dosage was discovered and discontinued in ample time. But this is just a very simple illustration of such reactions can occur at any time, because a lot of drugs exert unexpected effects than anyone really desires. When you see these commercials on TV for drugs, at the end, they tell you all the reasons why you would never want to take this drug. Or they will tell you if you're going to take this, you can't take this drug if you're taking that drug or that drug. In other words, if you've got two or three of these other drugs that you are currently taking, you can't be taking this one. Why? Well, because they interact. And it's very difficult to predict what mixing chemicals together are going to create. Now, when I first was introduced to this decades ago, I just thought, wow, this is so interesting. And I take care of a pharmacologist. A pharmacologist is a PhD level pharmacist. It's a doctor. It's got a DR in front of his name. And I once asked him, I said, Doc, when I was taking care of him, is there any way we can track the interactions of, say, three or four different drugs? And he looked up at me with a smile on his face, and he said, this is exactly what he said. Hell, Jack, we can't even track the interactions of two drugs. And yet I'll have patients come into me consulting for the first time, and they will be on half a dozen to a dozen drugs. Drugs for the heart, drugs for the brain, drugs for the kidneys, drugs for the liver, drugs for the reproductive system, drugs to sleep, drugs to stay awake. And, you know, I have to start all over. I have to start all over again with these people to try to help them to begin to understand that most of what is bothering them is not just the combination of these drugs, but the drugs combined with stuff that's in their food. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Show coming up next.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
My doctor is drop dead gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, coverage subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So we know that every year, pollution of the air and the land and the water is just simply becoming worse because of the power that these industries have in affecting legislation in Congress. I forget who it was, some famous congressman some years ago, said Congress is the best money, the best Congress money can buy. And we know that. And then there's, jokingly, some people have compared members of Congress to NASCAR racers. And they're, you know, when they finish the 300, 400, 500 mile race and they win and they're standing up on the hood of their car drinking champagne and they're wearing their jackets. And you see all these decals all over their jackets and the decals all over the cars. Well, it's been suggested that our congressmen should dress up like that so we know who owns them. But I'll tell you who owns Congress: the food manufacturing companies, the energy companies, the military-industrial complex companies, the large agricultural companies. These are the people who own your congressmen and congresswomen. And so they vote, of course, the way these businesses want them to vote, not the way you want them to vote, but the way they want the businesses want them to vote, in order to continue to have the reelection money that these people will continue to get so they can stay in office. I know that's very cynical and it's a very dismal thing, but it's simply the case. I remember here not too long ago, one of our own senators, Senator Orrin Hatch, who's no longer with us, he in many ways was very good for the state of Utah and some of the legislation he got to have passed. But I remember in his last reelection campaign, the local newspaper published the fact that the top 20 contributors to his campaign do not have any business dealings with any businesses inside the state of Utah. I thought that was very peculiar. But that's not just the case with our deceased Orrin Hatch. That's the case with almost all of them. And so, despite the fact that more and more health authorities agree that spending money for medical care has no more positive effect on good health than simply making changes in the way that we eat and live. If your primary care physician is talking to you about the environmental factors that contribute to your poor health, lack of exercise, lack of good nutrition, lack of clean air, then you're probably in a good office. If your primary care physician just looks at your blood work and says, we're going to increase this medication, we're going to decrease this one, and I'm going to get you on a couple of other medications, you are in the wrong office. And the fast-changing technology that, you know, in every consumer's health is affected by this now, that we have to be alerted to the possible effects of further pollution taking place, not just in our environment, but its effect on proper nutrition. Now, I have made this comment before, and I stand by it, and I'm going to say it again. There is no way you can get all the ingredients that are absolutely necessary for good health in your food today. It just isn't there. You have to supplement. You absolutely have to supplement unless you've got a half to a full acre garden that's organic in your backyard that has been very carefully taken care of, has organic fertilizing, rotation of the soil, rotation of the crops, not the same thing in the same area over and over again, and animals that are eating that stuff that you eat. You're a step ahead of your neighbor, which is there's still an awful lot that needs to be done to take care of the major causes of disease and disability. Heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, adult onset diabetes, liver, kidney diseases, resulting from faulty nutrition or a combination of factors that include poor nutrition. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father, an accused abductor, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot Savannah Graziano as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it approaches Florida's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
On shore,
And then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
More of Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Now, prevention through the nutrition that I'm talking about requires the constant awareness, study, research, utilization of nutrients that aid in the promotion of growth of new tissue in your body, the maintenance of tissue that has long lifespan in your body, like your nerves, your resistance to bacteria or some invading type of bacteria. And this is simply a normal body reaction you never have to think about because your body is constantly taking care of you in this regard. Just as some cancer experts have told us that in an average lifespan of, 75 to 80 years, or over 80, you'll probably experience cancer at least a half a dozen times without you ever knowing about it because your immune system has been taking care of it. A good immune system. Now, and someone will just dismiss it by saying, well, he's got the genes for a good immune system. Absolute nonsense. If you didn't have a good immune system, you would never have survived childhood. But you can hurt the immune system. by not feeding what it needs in the sense of malnutrition and then being exposed to these environmental factors that I'm talking about. And so the prevention of disease through nutrition just is a constant ongoing job that takes a lot of attention and an effort to get it done. But on the other hand, medical preventive vaccines apparently tend to frustrate the bacteria by setting up, you know, these obstacles or hurdles in the path of anticipated disease. That's not a normal reaction. I'll have to talk more about this some other time. But in this recent COVID stuff that's been going on, back in 1976, when the swine flu was the big thing, and there was even this picture of early in 76 where President Ford was pulling down the backside of his pants. You could see the cheek of his butt, and he was getting a swine flu injection on national television. They stopped the swine flu very shortly after that because about 20 people had died from it compared to what's happened with COVID. It's unbelievable. But people would develop the paralyzing Guillain-Barré syndrome. And so some of the doctors claimed that it was a politically inspired drug peddling faux pas and carried out against astute, you know, medical judgment. But nevertheless, interestingly enough, as this COVID stuff continues to stay in the news, although even though President Biden the other day said COVID's over, I'm of the opinion that most of these cases are nothing more than a cold or a bad flu anyway. But there's some form of malnutrition that's as a contributing factor, because there's people who just simply are not bothered by this whatsoever, and there's other people who have had COVID a number of times. Now, what I want to get to through between now and the rest of the program is that there are several thousand chemicals now being added to the food we eat, and I'm not exaggerating when I say thousands. They're used to make the processed foods, make them look better, have more appeal in their appearance, longer lasting shelf life, ease in production or ease in the home production of preparation of the food once the food preparer gets home from work. And all these factors contribute to better marketability of the product and a greater profit on the bottom line. But rarely do these things ever contribute to better nutrition. And of all the additives, which of all the additives do you think is the one that is used more than anything else in the preparation of prepared foods? Sugar. Sugar is included in so many foods that the sugar industry estimates that the annual per capita consumption is around 250 pounds of sugar per person per year. But that would be That would be a 40-pound bag, 6 or 7 40-pound bags of sugar. Now, where is it? It's in your drinks. It's in your breakfast cereals. It's in your snack foods. It's in your prepared foods, because a lot of prepared foods have to have sugar put in them or they would be yuck. They're tasteless anyway. And not generally considered in all of this is the corn syrup that is hidden in so many processed foods. I mean, it's an ingredient in baby formulas, and it's suspected as being the prime cause of sugar addiction in bottle-fed babies. When this recent shortage of baby formula has taken place during the summer of this year, I celebrated. I thought, this is wonderful. Now these mothers are going to have to feed their babies food. Now that may sound a little harsh, but when you look at the ingredients of baby formula, any of the major manufacturers, about 2 or 3 of them, and you look at the ingredients, there may be as many as 12 to 15 ingredients. 3 or 4 of those ingredients are different names for sugar. And if that baby formula was not loaded with sugar, that baby would never drink it. But it keeps them alive, keeps their fat little bodies alive, but then they become sugarholics. And then the grown-up babies will become adult sugarholics. And nutritionists have found that the children have become sugar junkies simply by eating highly sugared dry breakfast cereals. I think I've mentioned this on the show in the past, but one of my nutritionists in college, and I got a good dose of nutrition, challenged the classroom to go to the local grocery store, he said it didn't matter which one you go to. You know, in almost every town, there's two or three major grocery stores that compete with one another. He says, go down the cereal aisle and bring back a list of cereals that do not have sugar in the first four ingredients of that food. And we're kind of looking around each other. Yeah, we could do that. That's easy enough. In fact, that sounds rather interesting. Let's go do that. Do you know what foods, you know what cereals didn't have sugar in the first four ingredients? All bran. Who's going to eat all bran without pouring sugar on it when they put it in their cereal bowl? And there was a couple others of the same thing. Stuff you would the cardboard of the box would probably be more tasty than that. But everything else, sugar was the first or the second or the first and second by different names. Now, if you're just tuning in, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time left in today's show, but I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Been a contributor to Doug's show for a long time. You can get more information about me and what I do at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. Now, the thing I want to finish the show with is the influence this stuff has on children's behavior. Because when doctors or parents are treating these ADHD and ADD kids with natural diets, some have gone through withdrawal pains similar to those addicted to hard drugs or the caffeine and cola drinks. Dr. Jack, you don't know how hard it was to get our kids off. Yeah, I do know. I do know because I've got some patients who are getting off of heroin. I have patients who are getting off of crack cocaine. I know because the pleasure centers that are affected by cocaine and heroin are the same pleasure centers that are affected by sugar in the brain. And few parents realize that just a small bottle of a cola drink contains about half as much caffeine as there is in a cup of coffee. That's a small bottle. And in addition, has a heavy sugar content used to cut that bitter caffeine taste. Why is the caffeine in there? To addict you to the drink. Why is all that sugar in there? To give you the pleasure centers of all that sugar, as well as cover up the bitter taste of caffeine. So in an experiment at a college level several years ago, cola drinks were found, introduced to some kids that really were raised without it, but participated in the study, to be very habit-forming. And it's kind of regrettable that most food advertising is directed at or to children, usually involves pre-sweetened foods with little, if any, nutritious content. And of the estimated 1,000 hours per year that children watch TV, one-fifth, 250 hours of that is spent watching commercials. And so these highly paid advertising specialists just carefully compose these commercials so that the realness of action will impress the kids to, you know, act likewise. And kids are imitators, and their nutritional habits and their behavioral patterns have been so affected that even the Federal Trade Commission has been petitioned to end all brand-name TV advertisements aimed at preschool children. Hasn't happened yet, but the protests continue. So what are you going to do? The flagship product of Standard Process is Catalin. Catalin contains everything your body requires in the sense of micronutrition for health. Everything is in there. And when something new has been discovered in the world of nutrition, The Standard Process in Palmyra, Wisconsin, goes into the products that make up Catalin. Yep, it's here. It's always been here. And why is that? Because the products that go into Catalin, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N, come from their own organic farms in the Kettle Moraine of southern Wisconsin, where the glaciers came all the way down in the last ice age, and the weight of those glaciers grinding the rock under the soil, creating more mineralized soil from the grinding of those rocks, is still there. So the products coming out of that soil are absolutely loaded with the nutritional beneficial factors that we need, and it ends up in the product called Catalin. It's available at, I'm going to give you a phone number, 801-523-1890, 801-523-1890, one more time, 801-523-1890. Tell them you heard Dr. Jack talking about it on the radio show. I'll give you a 10% discount. And The recommended dosage is 3 a day. Now, there's a children's version that has a drop of cherry juice in it so they can chew it up. But there's a lot of different products, and when you read the ingredients on the bottle, they're foods. They're not a bunch of chemical names. There's foods, because that's where this stuff comes from. And food, of course, is what is going to determine the health of the next generation. I tell my patients who obviously are malnourished, if you take 6 a day of these, within a year, within 2 years, all your malnutritive deficiencies will have been made up, and you'll catch up to where you need to be. 3 a day to maintain the requirements of micronutrition that the body needs, in the sense of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, coenzymes, and other important factors that make it possible for you to utilize vitamins. It's not just enough to take vitamins. There's other factors that make these things possible to get into the body. I'll use turmeric as a quick example. Most turmeric is completely unassimilable by the human body. The body just looks at it, puts it in the colon, and gets rid of it. Unless there's a couple of factors that come with it. And one of the most important ones is fenugreek. And if fenugreek, even a small amount, is included with turmeric, your body will suck up 90% of that turmeric. The same thing exists with various kinds of vitamins and minerals that we need, and it needs to come from food. And that's why I push Catalan so well. I've been using that myself for over 2 decades, and about to turn 72 next month, and I feel great. I really do. I see patients all week long, from the beginning till the end of the day, and I've got plenty of energy. You can get more information about Catalan at ForbiddenDoctor.com, but you can order it online at orders@ForbiddenDoctor.com or call that phone number, 801-523-1890. So after the coming break, I'm going to be joining Doug Steffen to finish out this week's show. Doug and I always have a good time together. I know he walks all over me, but then if you've listened lately, I've been walking all over him. But if you go to gooddayhealthshow.com, there are hundreds of podcasts recorded with Dr. Ken and myself. And you can listen to my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around for Doug and me to wrap up this week's program.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, the doctor has dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you're conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The hour. Good day. Health time. Time for us to indulge in a secret information. This is a secret club that exists. The Good Day Show has a secret club, secret membership, and there are 2 or 3 different adjuncts to the club. One of them is Dr. Jack Stockwell. You're not supposed to don't tell anybody that you know him or you listen to him, because he's thought of by the mainstream medical world as being a cucamonga. He is a quack. He's crazy. Don't listen to him. So I listen to him all the time because I'm kind of a cucamonga myself, and I hope a lot of you are cucamongas as well, because Jack's got lots of important information, lots of good stuff. I go to him all the time. One of the things, this is sort of non-controversial, as we find ourselves at the end of the month of September National Baby Safety Month. And one of the things that my son urged me before, while he was good at demonstrating, Jack, when, you know, his son is now almost 11 months old, and he's into everything. He swims across the floor, and when he was here the last couple of weeks, he was pulling stuff out of the wall, pulling stuff out of the cabinets, pulling stuff out of everything. Wow. Yeah, he's having a great time. But then the message for baby month, baby safety month, is that you need to leave things bare because that's best for the baby. And, you know, that makes sense. It's good, make common sense.
Leave bare?
Bare, that is, have nothing available for the baby to grab. or be able to get into. Is that
like an empty crib? No pillows, no blankets, no stuff.
Well, you wouldn't want anything dangerous laying around, but there's nothing wrong with having something that would trigger some inquisitive aspect.
Yes, you know, you're right.
Having brain to be sitting there too.
Yeah, that was
what. All right.
When he was here, he was pulling stuff like bowls and some of the little toys that were around. That kind of stuff. That was good. And by the way, this is probably more important to our discussion than anything else. Both my son and his wife and my grandson went back home the other day, and they'd had a great couple of weeks here. They tested before they left. They did not have any sign of anything. They got home, went to bed. The next morning they woke up, and the baby was very sick. And so they tested the baby, tested positive for COVID, and the Sophie, the mother, tested positive as well. So here we have, they've had their shots, and I wondered what, you know, the baby, the pediatrician says, you know, don't worry about the baby, the baby's going to be okay, but the baby's going to be uncomfortable for 3 or 4 days. Okay.
Yeah, like they do when they get a cold, exactly.
Yeah.
And they travel on an airplane, right?
Yeah, right.
They went on an airplane, so they're exposed to all kinds of antigens they're not normally exposed to. The body's going to detoxify and cleanse itself for a few days through mucous membrane draining, and they call it COVID. It's probably nothing more than just a cold.
Yeah, well, let's see.
I'm 100. And then the test, was it a home test that they did?
Yes.
You know, the paperwork inside the home test says this does not necessarily mean you're positive for COVID. Any kind of viral or bacterial infection can give you a positive result.
Well, that's what I wondered. I think that was that
on the paperwork in the box. I'm sorry, I just get excited about that.
No, I know you do, and I think the passion is something that we need to hear, because there are so many people who are so dependent on these home tests, and what it isn't just. I think you're making the point that I asked my children about as well. You know, what else is going to show up on this beside COVID? What else would be have the same indices?
It tells you. Other viral problems and bacterial infections can show a positive. Then the next sentence says this. Just because you tested positive for the, with this test doesn't mean you're positive for what you think you're being tested for. It literally says that.
All right. So anyway, it's a word to the wise and something to think about. It really is. It's very important to understand the nuance here, right?
And I agree with the pediatrician. The baby is going to be just fine.
Yep.
Was the baby nursed?
Yes, still is.
Yeah, well, the baby's going to be fine if the baby is nursed.
Yeah, baby is still being nursed. All right, Jack, brought to you in part here on Good Day Health by Calitrin, the program that is the number one way to lose weight and to keep it off the non-toxic way. That's why we all like it here, because it's non-toxic. It's all natural. The ingredients are not, I don't like defining it by saying what it isn't. What it is all natural. It's collagen protein, digestive enzymes, like Jack's, the enzymes you get at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the Long Life Energy enzymes, and aloe vera. So give yourself the key to success when it comes to weight loss. Keep it off. Use Calitrin. Find the story at TopLoss.com. Dr. Jack on Good Day Health at 59 after the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.